What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And today we are doing an episode all on creator burnout, which, you know, we sure do feel pretty deeply all the time. And I know that you listeners have heard us talk about it quite a bit. So we're doing a full episode on it today. And we're going to plug a few things, then we'll get into a great quotable. So I am still on tour, and it's been so fun. I want to give a special little shout out to the amazing Helpsters that came out to DC this past weekend. I know this episode will be coming out a few weeks after the actual DC weekend, but man, like some OG patrons, like top tier people who have been around for a long time.
That's so cool.
A girl came up from North Carolina to DC and like took a bus back. A dad and a daughter came from West Virginia. A guy who we have had on the podcast when I was out, Walt, rode his bicycle 330 miles to come.
So cool.
To, I mean, just
so you, cool.
You guys are really blowing my mind. I can't believe it. That is so nice. Just thank you. Thank you times a million for doing so much to come see my shows. It's amazing. This is coming out on Monday, October 25th. I'm headlining the West Palm Beach Improv this weekend, October 29th and 30th. I'm at Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids next weekend, November 4th through the 6th. Naples, the Off the Hook Comedy Club, November 16th and 17th, and then the Sacramento Punchline Thanksgiving weekend. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the end of November. And plenty more to come. Go to KelseyCook.com and get those tour date tickets.
Yeah.
Delaney, what is going on with you?
This is kind of fun. I was recently featured in Bustle for being a social media free entrepreneur. That was cool. And I have to give a big shout out to my amazing operations manager, Chris. She has thrown my name in the hat for like different opportunities and like PR stuff. And like, I've been in, at this point, Bustle, Thrive Global, Authority Magazine, a lot of really cool places for being a business simplicity coach, being social media free. And it's really, it's so weird because I think I've talked with you about this, Kels, is like, any like credits I have are from like my past, you know, like being a stand-up comedian, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's nice to talk about stuff in whether it's publications or interview or whatever about what I'm doing now and the work I'm doing now. So that's been really cool. So just shout out to Chris. And I think it's something that I want to start talking about more on like other podcasts or platforms, because it's coming up on like a year of me being off of all social media. I can't believe how fast that's gone. And isn't that weird? Like I want to kind of bring that conversation, I think, to more platforms, because now I feel like I have a grasp on what it's felt like.
Yeah.
And the results, you know, just in my business and how I feel and stuff. And so, hey, if you have a podcast you want me to be on to talk about leaving social media, I'm happy to do that. I think I'm going to start just sharing that experience more, because it's shit I wish I would have known when I felt like I had to do certain things to grow my business. So I just would like other people to kind of hear that, hey, look, you find what works for you. There's a lot of options. And that's pretty much it. So that's the only kind of update I have. And you can go to DelaneyFisher.com to learn more about all that.
Well, that is incredible. I'm so excited for you. Congrats.
Thanks. Thanks, babe.
Yeah. And you have a quotable, right?
Oh, I sure do. This one is from Sam Keen, and it's a perfect one for this episode. It says, burnout is nature's way of telling you that you've been going through the motions, your soul has departed. Oh, if that doesn't punch you in the eye, I don't know what will.
If that doesn't get you into a bar fight with yourself, then we don't know what to tell you.
Your soul has left the building.
I just had... Bye. Yeah, I just had a craniosacral session earlier today, and definitely felt that feeling, whether you want to call it your soul or like your inner child or whatever feels less corny to you, I guess. I got a pretty clear message from that part of me that was like, you are so burnt out and we're pissed. Like there's this part of me that's like, kind of throwing a tantrum that's like, you're not listening to me. And I'm telling you that we can't do anymore right now.
Yeah.
And I've just been being this kind of mean adult that's like, just keep going. Just keep going. And that part of me is, I think, starting to revolt a little bit.
Oh, and at what point in your cranio session did this happen? And you want to share with people like what that is, who might just be hearing about it for the first time?
Yeah. So I mentioned it before on the podcast. I'm still learning the, I don't know, the technicalities of it or the ins and outs, but we do want to have my actual craniosacral woman on to discuss it more. But it's dealing a lot with your central nervous system. So it's dealing with like a lot of the membranes and stuff. And it just, I feel such a deep sense of relaxation when I'm with her, and I can feel like my muscles twitching in weird ways and my face melting, all of this crazy stuff that happened. So that was pretty early on in the session today, was also just having that quiet time to really sit and have my body tell me what's going on.
Body's pissed.
My body's pissed. It's not happy with me. So as I say this, as we are currently working, as we're currently doing more things. And
you're burnt out recording an episode about burnout, and you probably shouldn't be.
I shouldn't be. You really shouldn't be.
You should be sleeping.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it's, I don't know. You and I have talked about this. It's like, especially with me being on tour, this is the only time then are the days that I'm home when I should be resting. It's like, I don't feel like I'm allowed to ever take a full day or two off a week. There's just always, I'm always catching up.
I hate that feeling of waking up feeling behind.
The worst.
That is a shitty fucking feeling. Like you just cannot check things off your to-do list fast enough. But well, we'll be diving into this, this topic. We're going to be talking about, of course, creator burnout, signs, symptoms of burnout. We're going to talk about some personal experiences that we've had, maybe our own personal tips as well for like how we do our best to prevent it. And just a refresher of what is burnout, like this audience needs a refresher because we talk about it so much.
Be well-versed.
A state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. It occurs when you feel overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to meet constant demands.
Yeah. Really hit the nail on the head with that. How are you feeling right now on in terms of burnout?
You know what's interesting? I feel, my worst case of burnout was years ago now, when I was just doing a million different things across like different industries and different projects and had a full-time job and I was driving myself nuts. That, when I hit that big wall, I've never gone back to that place. Yeah. When it comes to work. So with work stuff, I feel like it's been pretty good and manageable for the most part. Of course, let's go through spurts, but like,
right.
There was so many lifestyle changes that have happened and I have so many rules for myself now that there isn't a whole lot of opportunity for burnout anymore because I've scheduled accordingly.
Yeah.
But as far as like, you know, personal burnout, that shit, this has been a year for that. So I've definitely felt, you know, I mean, trauma and et cetera, those things still happen. But how are you feeling, Kels? I mean, in this moment, you mentioned you're burnt out, but in general.
Yeah. I feel like I kind of just said, I don't want to drown people with it, but yeah, I'm definitely very burnt out right now. It just feels like I can't get fully caught up on all the areas in my life. There's a lot of different facets of work between the touring and the podcast. And like this episode is talking about creator burnout specifically with like social media. Mm-hmm. I have to also feel like I'm feeding the beast every day with social media and keeping those numbers going. And that doesn't leave really any time to take care of yourself. And that's the thing that needs to happen in order to do all of the things. So I feel like I'm living kind of backward. I'm doing everything first and then trying to take care of myself second. Not easy, not going great in that way.
Does that feel like a consistent thing that you're experiencing with work and stuff? Or do you go through bouts where like, oh, it's rough, and then a lot of the time you wake up and you feel ahead and accomplished and fine?
I think since the tour started, it's just been such a huge gear shift for me because COVID was, there was nothing going on in terms of touring, right? Like live stand-up had really come to a grinding halt for a lot of comics, minus some random outdoor shows or Zoom shows and stuff. But to go from being technically off work for almost a year and a half to suddenly pretty much every single weekend flying across the country. Yeah. My system's like, what's going on? This is so much.
Well, like you mentioned, social media is a big one that we're going to hit on. And I think this discussion's probably been very much talked about on like, now that TikTok is this huge thing and you still have all the social medias that a lot of creators probably talk about this openly now of like you said, feeding the beast of social media and feeling like you're not going to be maybe relevant if you slow down or whatever.
Yeah.
You want to kind of talk about that, Kels?
Sure. Yeah. So I think this was well put. It says creators on TikTok, YouTube, and other forms of media often reach a point of creator burnout due to a demand for more content, competition, and the fear of missing out or fear of losing followers if they do not release more content. So you're looking at, it's kind of like an octopus. There's all these different legs of this beast, right? Where it's like, there's the algorithm aspect where if you are not staying consistent, it will favor your content less.
Yeah.
Because it wants to favor people who are giving it what it wants. So you feel like you can't stop or take a break because then you're going to backpedal and lose this progress you've made. I watch my numbers go down on TikTok and Instagram when I don't post as much. People will unfollow. And and there is that competition aspect, of course, where it can feel like a rat race. Your popularity is quantified with the number of followers you have, and so you can compare directly how quote unquote successful you are on a certain platform compared to somebody else. And especially in stand-up, it's a business. Like, that's something I'm really learning more and more with touring. It directly impacts the money you make and the money your team makes, that if you aren't putting butts in seats, then you're not going to get paid as much. And so I feel this pressure to continue to grow my following so that it helps the stand-up, and that then the stand-up helps the social media.
And like,
it just doesn't stop.
Obviously, I don't deal with this in my day-to-day anymore. If anybody's tuning in for the first time, it's like I'm now a business coach, service provider. I have a business model that does not require like a lot of followers or, you know, people buying things and stuff like that. So would you share, Kels, like what kind of stuff goes through your head when you're feeling like this pressure to create, but you're fucking tired? And like, do you want to just kind of explain what that can do mentally for somebody?
Yeah, I think for me, the thing that I noticed a lot physically is how much my breath changes. Like I have a really hard time getting a full deep breath in. It takes a really concerted effort. And even then, sometimes when I lie down and just try to meditate, I still can't. Sometimes I really can't get a full breath in. There's been times where I get chest pain and I get really, really tight in my neck and in my shoulders. I feel like I don't have a lot of cushion right now where if something even slightly stressful comes up in addition to the other stress I'm under, my body like launches into that more kind of like hyperventilate-y sort of feeling where I'm not able to get my breath right. So that's how I feel it the most for me. How about for you?
My mind gets really foggy when I'm burnt out. Like I just, I can't write a fucking sentence of an email. Like I don't know my own name. That's where my like, it's just, it's done. Yeah. But it's interesting because I feel like I've gotten burnt. the last few years or whatever, I've gotten burnt out trying not to burn out, where it's like, I have so many systems and rules in place that I exhaust myself and then end up getting fucking burnt out anyway. And I'm like, wait, this was not supposed to be.
Oh, funny.
Supposed to be the case.
Right.
Cause then it's really hard. I have to make a lot of decisions about what I'm doing and what I'm not doing, whether it's day to day or weekly. And it's like, wow, even managing, trying not to get burnt out can burn me out. And I think the biggest burnout that I have felt with like content creation or creating or being on the podcast or whatever it was wasn't like the creation, like the content creation itself, but like the result of it, which is being visible to a lot of people. That stuff burns me out more than actually doing the stuff. The overthinking about being visible is where I burn out, I think, the most, more so than just showing up and doing it.
Right.
And at the point where like, it can get really bad where I'm like, oh God, I'm censoring and thinking about every word I say. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about, oh God, that didn't sound good, or that's probably not right. Or like, oh God, I'm afraid to shout this person out or even plug a movie I watched because I don't know if somebody in that movie is connected to somebody who did some fucked up shit. And it's just like, for me, it's like the fucking burnout of just being hyper aware that people are tuning in or watching you or listening. That's what burns me out.
God, do I relate so hard to that. That like 6 degrees of separation sort of mindset.
Yeah.
Anything you put out, you're like, could this be problematic somehow to someone?
Right.
And then you're just like, is it even worth it to post a goddamn thing?
Right. And I feel like this year especially is like, oh my God, I feel like parts of me are being robotic because I'm so in my head that I feel like I've lost a little bit of my fucking personality in certain ways in a space like this because I don't want to be a fucking asshole. I don't want to contribute to more issues. I don't want to perpetuate anything. And so, and you see a lot of opinions and a lot of things when you are visible. Mm-hmm. And then you're not only thinking about your own opinion or wants and needs, but you're thinking about this vague group of people who might come after you.
Yeah, it is exhausting.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I don't know that you would know this because you're off social media, which is amazing. But there was a huge,
blackout or something, right?
Yeah. Instagram and Facebook were down yesterday.
Yeah.
And I mean, God bless America. I was like, can it be down one day a week? Like, can't we just say that Sundays, Instagram and Facebook don't exist? They just don't. You live your life. It felt so good because I mean, you're a perfect example. It is possible to get off social media and live and breathe. Like you can do it. I don't feel like I'm allowed to with my career. And I know that I could take a day off of Instagram every week. I know I could. I know that it like wouldn't negatively impact me in a crazy way, but it is harder for me to take a full day off of looking at Instagram or posting when everybody else still can. But knowing that everybody had to take a break from it yesterday it felt like the 90s again. I was like, oh, this vintage vibe of just living my life and not looking at my phone nearly as much. It was so freeing. It felt really, really good. And I wonder if you listeners had that experience too, where it was like you were forced to be off of it and knew that nobody else was on it either. So you weren't missing out on anything.
Right. Like gave you permission to just not think about it or be on it or whatever. That makes a lot of sense. Do you feel like with your career, Kels, do you feel like let's say that when you reach a certain point where you truly don't need social media because you're booking movies, people know who you are, people make a phone call, you're fucking in something, right? Like, do you think that that's going to change the way that your relationship with social media at that point?
Probably. I can't imagine, like I look at people who have millions of followers and I can't imagine what that is like to deal with the response from posting things or whatever. Just seems like a lot. So I don't know. Maybe I look at people like Ali Wong. It seems like Ali Wong doesn't really post that often anymore. Mm. And I don't think she really has to. She's established this huge following. She sells out everywhere she goes.
Right.
But that I think that would feel nice to not feel like I need to post as much. Right now it feels like there's this hustle and this grind. But I genuinely love so much of Instagram. I like connecting with people. I like being on there, and it's just the burnout part of it that makes it not fun.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah. You know, what's so interesting is obviously not being on social media. This last year I've been less accessible for people. Right. And there's been a huge, of course I'm going to fucking open myself up to it now, probably saying this, but I don't get trolls. I don't get weird messages because most people are not going to take the time to find my fucking website and email address, send me a shitty email. And then when you do send me an email, I can usually see your first and last name. So it's like less anonymous. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's so interesting. I'm like, oh, wow. Like that accessibility it makes it so easy for people to just like say mean things or whatever. Mm-hmm. And cutting that off, it's like, oh yeah, this is a lot harder for people. I mean, they can still do it. And there's been some things, but like, it's been an interesting, very clear contrast of like the amount that I used to get or see or whatever. And now it's just like, I don't think fucking, I was talking about this on the Aficionado podcast with Chris. I'm like, I don't think internet trolls are really searching for how to scale their service-based business. You know?
That's so funny.
I don't think they're really out there looking business minimalism content.
No, I don't think those two circles really intersect in a Venn diagram. I think they are very far apart. So
So I'm like, that's probably helpful too, just the content itself. But I thought that was interesting.
For sure. Mm-hmm. So here's something that I think it's important to hear this and read this. Burnout doesn't go away on its own, and if left untreated, it can lead to serious physical and psychological illnesses like depression, heart disease, and diabetes. This is from Healthline. Mm-hmm. Burnout is very difficult to spot as well. And I think that kind of like insidious nature of burnout is very difficult because it's not like you're walking around with a cast on your leg necessarily going, I broke my leg. I need to really be careful with this and take care of it. The things that are happening to you in burnout are internal. Yeah. And people might not see it. So you're not getting that external acknowledgement of people going, oh, hey, I hope you're taking care of yourself. I hope that you're letting that heal. We're all just running around trying to seem like we're not burnt out, maybe. Yeah. But that's hard for me is that I have to be in charge of not letting myself burn out because I'm also the person that's pushing myself so hard. Ugh, so it's like two parts of me that are fighting.
You have to like self-regulate. Oh, I think we talked about this once, Kelsworth. For me, like I know I'm burnt out where I wake up in the morning and my body feels like it's been electrocuted. Like I just slept all night, but I still, I feel like my nerves are shot. That's when I know I'm like, okay, shit, I gotta figure some stuff out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's where I'm at. That's for sure where I'm at right now. So I'm figuring out some things to scale back, which is hard for me, but I'm doing it. So do you want to talk about some of the signs and symptoms of burnout?
Yeah. Signs and symptoms of burnout. This is from Very Well Mind. Number one, alienation from work-related activities. Individuals experiencing burnout view their jobs as increasingly stressful and frustrating. They may grow cynical about their working conditions and the people they work with. They may also emotionally distance themselves and begin to feel numb about their work. You go on autopilot sometimes when you're burnt out, like you're a fucking robot because that's all you can do to get through it. Physical symptoms, we've talked a little bit about it, but chronic stress may lead to physical symptoms like headaches, stomach aches, intestinal issues. Kelsey and I just talked about like feeling like your nerves are shot. Emotional exhaustion. Burnout causes people to feel drained, unable to cope, and tired. They often lack the energy to get their work done. Dude, like when I'm burnt out, if I have to just like grab a cup out of the cupboard and it's too hard to reach, I just want to cry. You know, it's like your simple everyday things feel so hard.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Reduced performance is another one. Burnout mainly affects everyday tasks at work or in the home when someone's main job involves caring for family members. Individuals with burnout feel negative about tasks. They have difficulty concentrating and often lack creativity.
Yep.
How to handle burnout. Here's some tips along. I'm sure we'll go over our personal ones as well. But evaluate your options. Discuss specific concerns with someone. Try to set goals for what must get done and what can wait. I love making a list when I'm burnt out of real deadlines and self-imposed deadlines. What actually needs to get done and what fucking doesn't that I'm just putting pressure on myself. Seeing that so visually is so helpful because then it's just like you take this floating vague to-do list in your head and you put it on paper and you realize that you're the one who's been stressing yourself out.
Absolutely.
Seek support, whether you reach out to coworkers, friends, or loved ones. Support and collaboration might help you cope. Kelsey, you've talked about how you and Taylor are like sponsors for like travel and taking care of yourself with travel. Like that's such a great thing to have.
Yeah.
Try relaxing activity. Explore programs that can help with stress, such as yoga, meditation, or Tai Chi. Love a good meditation sesh. Are you still doing that, Kels?
I am. Yep. I've got the Headspace app that I love very much. And I did just find some yoga near me. So I'm going to go try some yoga.
Ooh, I love that. You know what? I've been doing some real woo-woo stuff in the morning. I've been pulling an oracle card in the morning just to start off
my
day.
I know nothing of that, but that sounds fun.
It's been quite lovely. I actually got them from an incredible intuitive consultant, Jennifer Way. She gave me this really beautiful pack of cards. I like took her course last year and I've stuck with it. And it's a nice way to start.
Yeah.
Get some exercise. Regular physical activity can help you better deal with stress. It can also take your mind off work. What kind of exercise have you been doing, Kels, or do you like to do when you're burnt out?
That's the hard balance, right? Because it's like when you do a good cardio session, you're working out some of that stress and anxiety. But if you are too tired to work out, then you
exactly.
can't. I love like running stairs. Or going on a run or a walk. I love dancing. I really do. I just love like putting some music on, fucking dancing it out. I love lifting my little weights here in my apartment. And those are kind of my ultimate favorite always is to go actually play sports. Sorry. But I don't get to do that all that often.
Yeah.
How about you?
Love a good walk. Love a good walk.
Mm-hmm.
Your body of water and the sunlight. That's my jam. In a sundress and get some sleep. Obviously sleep restores well-being, helps protect your health. We did a whole episode on the importance of sleep. We've done several episodes about burnout too. And geez, that is literally like priority number one.
Sleep. Even if you can't fall asleep, even if you're feeling anxious, just lie down for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Just don't move. Just relax for a little bit. That helps.
Yes. And mindfulness. Mindfulness is the act of focusing on your breath flow, being intensely aware of what you're sensing and feeling at every moment without interpretation or judgment. And know that it does not help you or your job/content if you burn yourself out. So true.
So
who's going to create the content if you can't stay awake?
Just become a new type of comedian where I tell my jokes laying down on stage.
Exactly. That's a grounding exercise is probably good for mindfulness is like, what is it? What can you hear? What can you smell? What can you taste? What can you see?
Lately.
Right. Like just ground your body in the present moment. That's so hard to do though. When you are foggy and all of that, you have
to that's one of my favorite ones though. That's a really quick, people are always like, what's a quick way to really get your body in the present moment and calm down and doing the whole like list in your mind, three things you can see, three things you can smell, three things you can taste, three things you can touch, three things you can hear. That just immediately gets you where you're at.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Do you have any other personal tips you want to share for preventing burnout? Like, I know obviously you're in a burnout sesh right now, but is there anything that you've implemented that has been intentionally designed to prevent this as much as possible?
You guys have heard me talk a lot on here about having a physical planner and how important that is. I have gotten, how do I want to say this? Again, because I'm touring, then I only have like 3 days at home usually to get things done. And so I have had to fill up my planner in a way that I don't like to. I don't like to make it that busy. I try to, and this is something I learned from you, Del, only have like 3 major things in a day.
Yeah.
And be really realistic with myself of not just, okay, how long might that one task take, but what is the energy that is going to be exerted?
Yeah.
For that task. And being realistic with myself, like, you're not going to want to do something every single hour of the day. You're going to need to take some of those times to sit down and eat a meal or maybe take a nap or just do nothing for an hour and relax. So I try hard to be very realistic about what can get done in a day. And it's a practice. It's a practice against my workaholism, which is something I'm always fighting against.
Yeah, such a good one. Yeah, that's probably one of my favorites is like no more than 3 things a day. Of course, it's not perfect, but it just gets you in that mindset of like, I'm being very aware of how much I'm booking myself. I mean, my whole schedule is designed so I never hit bad burnout again because it really fucked me up. It like really scared me how burnt out I was, you know, years back. Right. But like I only take clients on Tuesdays and Wednesdays going into 2022. I'm only gonna have 6 clients at a time. I have every day is kind of dedicated to something specific so I don't burn out. And I also know that if something comes up in my head that I'm anxious about, I can say, wait a minute. That's for Friday. You're designated for Friday. We've talked about like the worry appointment that, oh my God, my therapist, this is such a great tip is like when you're getting anxious or worrying about something, you just tell yourself like, oh, I have a worry appointment later at whatever time. Yep. And it just eases so much of that. So basically, yeah, time blocking and scheduling and limiting how many things I do per day. And also like if you're a business owner and stuff like sharing that with your team. Like I only do X amount of things per day. If this call is booked, we don't do anything else. Like all of that is really helpful. When I first started doing the Aficionado podcast, I was thinking, okay, this will be weekly and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, no, I will burn the fuck out if I have another fucking weekly podcast, I'm not going to do it. So that started off as like, it went bi-weekly very quickly. So just anything with your day-to-day schedule that you have control over, has been helpful. And if you want any more tips when it comes to specifically, how you can do this, like as a entrepreneur, business owner, service provider, we're going to be covering this on, the Aficionado podcast as well.
Amazing.
So check it out.
Take care of yourselves, guys. I mean, I know I sound like a hypocrite because I'm partially saying it to myself.
Are you going to go sleep after you, this?
I am. I am going to take a nap.
Nap time.
Yeah. So we have a personal shout out from our helpster, Lauren. She is giving a shout out to her husband. She says, shout out to my husband, Cliff, for being the most amazing husband. Thank you for supporting me and my dreams and for always making me laugh.
Oh, that's so, so nice. I love that.
I love that too. Yay. And if you want to be able to give a personal shout out on the podcast, you can join our Patreon community at patreon.com/selfhelpless. And we would love to have you.
Thank you, Lauren. Yes. Thank you, Cliff.
Do you want to read that iTunes love review? It.
Yes. This is from Ali G709. It says 3 thumbs way up. Oh, wait, 3 thumbs way, way up. Super dig this podcast and this hilarious group of lady babes.
Lady babes.
That review.
I love that too.
What a good vibe that Ali G is throwing out at us.
Thank you, Ali G. And
thank you very much.
Please take a second, you guys. Go leave us an iTunes review and at least click that 5th star. It does help the show so much. Do you have any segments still?
I just feel like, good shit. I feel like we're finally like fully moved in. We have all the furniture. We have things kind of set up and hung up and we're just like doing little last minute touches. So as somebody who is an anxious person and very type A perfectionist, it's nice to have everything in its fucking place because it was driving me. Yeah. A little cuckoo. But yeah, that's just kind of an update. What about you?
It looks so great. The background
This is my office. Is this the first time it's been kind of set up? I don't even remember, but
yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Got a little couch.
I love it. Very comfortable. enjoyed chatting with you on it.
Yes, we had our nice little evening together.
We did. So I guess I just have like, I talked about getting my eyebrows microbladed a couple months ago, and I had my touch-up appointment. So you go do like a main appointment, and then you go in about 6 weeks later and get them touched up. And so if you're watching on YouTube, dark eyebrow alert. They get really, really dark for a week.
Thanks.
I mean, I feel like I look like Bert from Sesame Street. Like, I feel like I look aggressive, like angry bird eyebrows. They're pretty fucking dark right now, but they will lighten up, thank God. But it is really fun. I gotta say, if you are like me and you plucked your eyebrows into tiny little commas, then I'm really enjoying the whole eyebrow microblading thing so far.
Yeah, I love them. They look great.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. So
cannot wait to see you guys this weekend at West Palm Beach Improv. It'll be my first time over there. And
nice.
Excuse me, Grand Rapids the week after that. So many other dates coming up. Naples, Sacramento. Go to kelseycook.com. Get those tickets. Just been the time of my life fucking meeting you guys. It's so fun to meet helpsters at the merch table. Really, it means so much to me.
Go, you guys, go get tickets. Go meet Kelsey. Play her in some foosball. Laugh your ass off. Have a great night. That's awesome. Yes. Beautiful. And you can check out Efficionado, the podcast, wherever you get podcasts. It's a podcast for service providers who want to have a highly profitable minimalist business. That's the gist of it.
You're the best at it.
All right.
All right.
Love you guys.
We love you guys, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag at Self Helpless Podcast so we can repost you and say thank you.